Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing their message from the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone.
Welcome, everyone. Coming to you today with this divine message of love. Today, we're going to be talking about the design of life, or life's design, a basic template. I'm just going to give you the reasons and the whys of why you're here, how you got here, and what that's all about. So before life, if you think about it, before life, before you were born, we go through this process, right, that is about designing our karmic contract, designing what our life is going to be about. Just to give you a heads up on this, everybody, you did it. You karmically signed everything you're going to do, everything you're going to be, everything that happens to you. All of destiny lies on your responsibility for your own life and your spiritual growth. So the hierarchy of heaven wants your spiritual being to advance. Your soul wants to advance. Okay? So we come down to earth for our soul's advancement, for our soul's enlightenment, for our soul to be able to become the most it can ever be until the part of ascension. So picture, if you will, a table. You're sitting at a table. No, you don't have a body. It's just soul, essence, and energy. But you're sitting at this table and you choose the people that are going to come with you to earth, which are your guides. Okay, you're going to pick your guides. You're going to say, I trust you. I need your guidance. I need you to allow me to do my path, but keep me on my path also. So guides are individuals that we cherish. They're your best friends. They come before you're born. They're with you the whole time during life until you die and then after. Okay? So that's the first process, is to choose who is coming with you. That's the first process. The second step is to say, okay, well, I have humans. I have other people that I have incarnated with, and I would like to be with them. And I'm going to learn, or I'm going to teach, or I'm going to give, or sometimes maybe take, but I'm going to experience life with these individuals, these other spirits that come down to be human. So we choose them because of our soul's advancement. That's the only reason. We do have a soul group. We'll be able to talk about that another time, but we have a soul group, the group of individuals that we were originally born with. We have identifying behaviors, soul patterns that these individuals, and it could be many or it could be just a few, that we come to life with. Hence, karmic contract. So we choose these individuals, okay? We choose these individuals to say, I will advance with you. Please advance with me. We come together in this advancing space. Now, with that said, and this is where people don't like this, But with that said, is that sometimes our soul group of individuals or other incarnates, other humans, we do bad things to them, or they do bad things to us. Our behavior as humans can actually harm other people. It can. And so we just don't understand that. It's like, well, why would I pick somebody to be bad to me? Well, because it's of your learning. It's of your soul's advancement. Part of difficult problems or difficult situations, if you just look at it and go, wow, I picked that. I chose this situation for my soul's advancement, my soul's learning. So one of the things that people have the hardest time with is death, is betrayal, is brutality. Many, many, many things, right? Lying, deceiving. So if you choose someone to come to Earth with you, and their job or their purpose, because they signed that karmic agreement with you, is to harm you in any way, you chose it. Murder, rape, abortion, really horrible things. You chose this. And they signed a karmic contract with you, agreeing sometimes to be that horrible person. Or maybe you're the horrible person. Maybe you're the one that's going to teach them by being really mean and really bad and horrible and ugly to them. Also, we have people that we choose to come to life with, to Earth with, to experience our humanness with, that give us unconditional love. Those also are soul family people. They come to us and come with us and come for us. Again, in our soul's advancement. Sometimes it's about being able to love so completely and so fully like you've never been able to love before. This bountiful, bountiful, full existence of, oh my gosh, somebody understands me. I feel at home with them. I feel alive. I'm happy. Life could never be better. Those individuals, as we advance, those individuals have the touch of God within them. You have the touch of God within you. You're created in the design of God, of the most divine presence ever. Okay? So we choose to come to Earth. Now, lessons, of course, have to be learned, because the only reason that we come to Earth is for our advancement. So in order to advance, we must have lessons. It's kind of like kindergarten through 12th grade. We have a lesson or a learning experience in kindergarten. And as we advance, we get bigger and more lessons, not failures, just lessons for us to advance to first grade. It's our learning. Then, once as we get a little bit older, we are very aware that we can teach others. I'm in fourth grade. By gosh, I can help that little two-year-old. It doesn't matter how old of a soul or how young of a soul people are in your life because you chose them. You're in their life because they chose you as well, to either teach or to learn. That's what life's about, okay? In that soul family, there are individuals of other soul families, you have to think about it, other soul families that you will not agree with. Or you look at your soul family and go, wow, I don't even know these people. So when we come to Earth sometimes and we're incarnated to a different soul family, okay, we look around as little children and go, I don't even like these people. You're my mom. You're my dad. You're my grandfather? Oh no, what have I done? At those times, that means that those other individuals that are not of your soul family, you have chosen to incarnate with for your learning or their learning. You're teaching them. Maybe you're more advanced, so you come into a family where you feel like you're the complete black sheep. Well, of course you are. You are the black sheep. Because you don't belong with them. You just chose to teach them. Or they're teaching you. So, with that said, when we come to Earth and we have all of humanity teaching all of humanity lessons, good ones and difficult ones, our soul advances to it. So when you take some time to find out what difficulty you're going through, or what happiness you're going through, doesn't matter, because it's all of learning. That's all it is. So the design of life is to come to Earth so that you learn and you advance and you grow. Through pain sometimes. Through hardship, for sure. For sure. Through love, also. I call it character building skills. When we have difficult times, when we have difficult situations, okay, how are you going to go through it? What is the real main reason that you chose it? For your character building or your soul building. I want to say, too, that that gives ultimate responsibility to you. Ultimate responsibility that lies on your shoulders. Now, there are young souls and there are old souls. Young souls don't get responsibility. They're just here to be babies. So they don't get all kinds of big situations. The older souls, as you advance, you will get bigger situations. You will get more difficult problems, ones that you chose to endure. When you see people that have gone through horrific things, it's because they're choosing it for their own soul's advancement. And sometimes they choose it to take it on from another human being. They're like, I'll take that. I'll be killed instead of my child being killed. Sometimes they do that so that others can live. Baby young souls only get to be baby young souls until they advance and keep advancing and keep advancing and keep advancing. The older souls are here to teach. They experience so much. They must experience all those levels so that they can sooner or later just be kind. That's all. Just be kind. I look at the Dalai Lama. Look at Christ. Look at holy people, Mother Teresa, whoever it is, right? St. Francis of Assisi. Let's just talk about some of these magnificent souls. Gandhi. The list goes on and on and on. They're very old souls. They endure tremendous amounts because they chose it. They chose it to be an example of learning for other people. And they take full responsibility for what it is that they have chosen. Not only what they do, but what they have chosen. And so their choice as advanced souls, they choose the design of life with only God in mind, with only kindness in mind, with only walking gently through life. So let's talk about karma for a minute. Karma is something, we have this soul family or this non-soul family that we come into life and we say, okay, this is our destiny and this is what we're going to do. I'm going to get married 3 times. I'm going to have 2 kids. I'm going to live in this country or this state or this home. These are the people I'm going to meet. This is what we're to do. All of those individuals have to sign the same agreement. That means it's karma. That also means that sometimes we, with our better judgment, sometimes will still complete what it was that we signed. And that's when people get very upset about their lives. Why do I still have to stay with this abusive man? Well, because you signed that you were going to, for his learning or for yours. And until that karma is complete, whatever that design is, until that is complete, you will keep doing what you're doing. And he will keep doing what he's doing. Okay? So in order to advance, the karma, meaning a designed contract, a signed contract at the table. You will complete it. Now, if you do not complete it, that's where everybody gets upset with karma also. If you do not complete it as you should have, because you must sooner or later, you must. So you will come back into another lifetime with that individual, the same one. It might be a different circumstance. It might be a different circumstance. But guess what? You're going to have to complete that lesson. So the easier way to think about it is if you're going to 12th grade and you're going to graduate because you've had 12 years of study and 12 years of lesson, you're going to graduate and you skipped 4th grade. Guess what? You must go complete 4th grade before you can graduate, or you're not graduating. So the lessons that you're learning are so important. Go through them. Finish them, because one way or another, you're going to have to finish them again, because you're going to go from 4th grade to 5th grade to 6th grade to 7th grade. You're going to advance, and life gets more when we advance. Okay? So take the responsibility that you chose this. Stop blaming God. God didn't do this. You did it. God created you with your own free will, so to speak, to design your own life for your own learning, for the things you wish to learn. Now, with that said, we have multiple lives. There's not just one lifetime here. We have multiple lives. We go through our karmic contracts. We come down to earth. We design everything with the people we're going to design, all the things we're going to learn, what we're going to do, who we're going to be. And then at the end of that learning, at the end of that advancement, we die. Our soul sheds its earthly body. That's all. It's all that happens. Is it sheds its earthly body and it goes back home to spirit. So that you can design another life, another learning. When we get home, we go over our karmic contract. We go over what we designed and if we completed it. And if we did not complete it, then we have to go sit back at the table and say, okay, why didn't you complete this? Well, because it was too hard, or this happened or that happened. It's not necessarily even giving an excuse. It's just saying the truth. Because in spirit, there's no excuses. When you get back to spirit, there is no excuses about what your life was about. You will take accountability, full accountability, for everything that you chose, you did, or did not do. Again, if those check marks weren't complete, if you did not complete the things you were to do, then you must go back and do it again. Again, hence 4th grade. I skipped 4th grade, so I don't have to do that. Yes, you do. You have to do it. You must go back. So throughout time, we come back in different lifetimes. We incarnate. We come to life with our destiny, with our people, with our soul groups, with other people that are going to harm us or hurt us or love us or whatever it is. Marry us. Okay? Our children. We come together with them in another form, in another space, to learn whatever it is we're going to learn. We die. We sit down back at the table. We sit down back at the table. And we re-choose. We re-choose what we have first done. Did it serve us? Did we learn? Are we going to add more burden to our life? Are we going to add money to this next one? Are we going to add 15 kids and, oh my gosh, we're going to be so happy? Or, wow, I'm going to die on a boat today, this lifetime. I'm going to choose cancer in the next lifetime. All the choices, all the decisions that you have made, you experience. Life isn't happening on you. It's not happening to you. It's happening because of you. life is happening because of you, of your choices, of what you have done and decided. So the easiest way to go through taking responsibility for that is to ask yourself, what am I learning? What is this person trying to teach me? What am I trying to teach them? Do they even want to learn? Sometimes people walk around teaching, all trying to teach everything that they know, but they don't have the right students. You might know a whole lot, but you have to have the correct students, the students that want to learn. Then you'll be a wise teacher. Sometimes people just have the biggest heart and they just want to give. And they want to give and they want to give and they want to give. And so they choose people sometimes that do nothing but take. And they forget to give to themselves. Again, it's all a lesson. It's all learning. That doesn't mean that we come back and do the opposite sometimes. Sometimes you do the opposite in other lifetimes. You say, wow, that was horrible for me in that lifetime, so I'm going to choose something good for me in this lifetime. Okay. You can choose whatever you wish. And with understanding that the other people that are going to be with you have chosen the same thing. They have chosen the same thing. So incarnations are also about the soul's advancement. Now, with that said, the higher self, we have a higher self and a lower self. Our higher self is about God's soul knowledge of yourself, who you truly are, not the impression of the personality or the karmas that you think that you're doing. As we advance, not the young ones, but as we advance, that soul's knowledge of ourself and all of our incarnations become very clear. It becomes very powerful and it becomes very strong. That's where spiritual advancement comes in. We will talk in another episode about spiritual advancement and why the spirit must advance. But today, we are giving you guys just the childlike understanding, even though it seems very big to you. When our soul advances to have awareness of the divine and the hierarchy and the design of life, we become one, more compassionate, but we also allow God's design for us, God's will for us, not our will for ourselves, but God's will for us, the most huge universal love. He's like a love boat, you know? Remember the silly movie Love Boat? If you guys are all young and stuff like that, go look it up. It's a silly movie called The Love Boat, and everybody finds love and everybody's happy and everything's all great, right? He's like the biggest love boat you could ever have. He's just a boat of fun love. And he loves boundlessly and endlessly. So our soul's advancement has to do with the understanding that as we listen to our soul, as our soul has so much knowledge from so many lifetimes and so many lessons, so much learning, so much understanding, so much wisdom, so much grace, so much gratitude. We come here with gratitude. Some people come with resentment because they haven't figured this out. Our higher self starts breeding more love, God's vision of us, God's way of us. So when we speak of true will, okay, that where we really have choice, free will, not karmic lesson, but free will. When we advance to a place of truly having free will, it's about allowing God, only God, in our lives. And we advance so quickly. We grow so bountifully and so fully because we don't have limited beliefs of ourselves. We don't have a limited karma that's holding us or binding us to our learning. We become expansive. We become very huge in his eyes, not being loved as a child or an infant, but for for the truth to reside. Your truth of how powerful you really are, how beautiful and magnificent and bountiful you really are. And remember something. If you chose something that's so hard for you, you can also advance to the place to choose something that's so magnificent for you as well. And get out of your way so that God could come into your life. And all the design that you will have is just of that, of love. That's all it is. That's why we advance. That's why we have learning lessons. So that we can come to a place of peace, of beauty, of joy, of love, unconditional giving, which gives us the greatest power that we can possibly have. It's about that. That's what life is about. The design of life is to grow you up, to make you responsible for all the things that you have done, just like we do as children and teenagers and adults, to say, I will live with compassion. I will live with truth. I will live with love. I will be love. I will be joy. I will be compassionate. So that everyone around you, if you're going to share something and teach something with them, that's what you teach them. It all comes back to source. We start at source, the design of life. We start at source, which is all of God's creation. We come to earth still with that knowledge and all of that essence. We return for more. We return for more of that. And we come back, and as we grow, we get bigger and we get more and we get more and we get more. That's what you want, right? Everybody walks around saying, I want more. Well, that's what there is. There's so much more. So take claim that there's so much more. Choose your life better. Finish your karmas. Sometimes they're difficult. I won't say that they're not because I've been through many. And I'm sure I'll still go through many. But it's the design of life. And the design of your soul and the people that you chose, the guides, the angels, the hierarchy of heaven, it's your life. Many blessings to you all. Hope this sinks in with you. You know, hopefully we'll get a little bit more learning. The individuals that already understand this, pass it along. The ones that don't understand it, listen to it many, many, many more times and you'll start recognizing what you've done, and the reason why.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, a returning, a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within, one truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money effortless and easy everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings and all of my ways, all of my days.
You've been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing. Blessings to you all.